This is Powering Michigan's Future with Ken Rogolski. Brought to you by the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeastern Michigan and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 58. The best contractors, the best electricians, period.
Good evening. On tonight's edition of Powering Michigan's Future, as all eyes turn toward the North American International Auto Show, we'll spend some time talking with Michael Richard, business manager of IBEW Local 58, and Tom Middlebrun, executive vice president of the National Electrical Contractors Association, about what it takes behind the scenes for the auto show. And we'll spend time with Rod Alberts, executive director of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, and we'll hear about the great things happening at Cobo Center with Claude Molinari, assistant general manager for Cobo and regional director of operations for SMG Mideast. So stay tuned for Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR.
It's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. In for Ken Rogulski, here's Dick Hakner.
Welcome back to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future. We kick off the show tonight with Michael Richard. He's the business manager of IBEW Local 58, and Tom Middlebrun, executive vice president of the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeastern Michigan. Gentlemen, welcome back to the show, and it's a very busy time of the year for all of us, and especially you and Michael. A lot of people don't realize what it takes to pull off this North American International Auto Show. Give us an idea of what happens behind the scenes and what you guys have been doing.
Hey, great to be back here, Dick. And what most people don't realize is when they walk in and see that show, it started with a big empty building. That's it, a bare floor. Every single piece of equipment that they see, the floors they're walking on, the lights above them, none of that was there a few months ago. So we've had our members come out there probably starting in October to start putting in all the lighting and getting all this thing put in. So it takes hundreds of the men and women that I represent to put that show together in a relatively short period of time. So it's an amazing thing, and the amount of work that goes in there year after year, because the show keeps changing. So it's a new show every year. They get more elaborate. So I'm amazed at what my members are able to pull off every year.
And the planning for that, even going off far, far beyond that, and you guys are involved in that. So really months and months of work goes on before you guys even walk in there with a hammer or wires or lights.
Oh, absolutely. They'll start submitting the plans for next year's displays right after this show moves out. So these people, they're designing these booths. They get better and better every year. It's a challenge every year, but it's a challenge that my members love because it's not repetitious. They get the new display to put in every year. And it's certainly one we're up for, and that's why, you know, it takes the best trained electricians on the planet to pull off the greatest show, and that's the North American International Auto Show.
They get to see, and the contractors get to see the auto show before the auto show.
Absolutely. They get to see behind the scenes and every little thing, and some things they might want to forget because it's all the blood, sweat, and tears that go into it, and they just might want to come in there and enjoy the show with their family during the public week. So,
all for the customer. IBEW electricians are there. How many are on the site from start to finish?
Roughly about 500 electricians will cycle through, so starting in October, they'll come in and start building it. It'll go up and down on the customer needs, and that what people don't realize, it takes several months to build it, and that's amazing in itself. But everything in that show is torn out back to bare floor within a couple weeks. So it takes a lot of people, a lot of coordination, and so it's a collaboration between the men and women I represent and the contractors that's out there, County Electric. There's a lot of collaboration going on to make sure this gets done on time and safe.
That's really amazing. Describe a little bit in detail, what kind of work do they do? Let's say early on when they get in there, what do they start doing with their hands and their brains?
They start figuring out the power distribution, and that's really critical because each one of these displays, like I said, they get bigger and bigger. And you're powering a small city by the time this show's done. So that's got to be, the distribution has got to be figured out. Then they start doing all the stuff that's going to go up in the air or under the floor, stuff that no one sees, but it's there. So all the miles and miles of cabling's put in, the truss that goes up that holds all the lights, that's all assembled and then raised up into the ceiling. So it's an amazing thing that happens. It's a lot of work that goes on starting from day one.
And they're the experts on this, too. They know exactly what needs to be done. And I would imagine that they're in a position to tell some other people who might have an opinion to do this or do that and say, no, this is wrong.
No, absolutely. And that's why the skill sets that the men and women I represent have, you know, they know how to do this. They go through extensive training. They're licensed electricians. They're out on that floor doing what we do best. And someone may have a different idea, but it gets done the right way, the safe way, and the way that makes the most sense for both the customer and the facility, and keeping safety as a huge component of this. So when the public comes in, they come into a safe place to enjoy this great show.
Now that this show is underway, what do the electricians do now?
Right now, they're behind the scenes. You probably never see them. They're up in the catwalk. They're on fire watch. They're monitoring the power distribution. They're down below, especially right now in the press week, industry week. There's a lot of reveals going on. There's big events going on. It takes a lot of power, so they're down there underneath making sure everything goes off seamlessly. And there's a lot of action going on underneath that floor. No one will ever see that. That, to me, is the show in itself, is down below where nobody will ever see, but there's a lot going on.
So as long as we never see them, that's good.
That's good news.
Tom Middlebrun of the Electrical Contractors Association, tell us about the role of the contractors, the people who work in conjunction with these wonderful electricians.
Well, as Michael said, when you walk into that auto show, that started completely empty. And there are many moving parts, and it takes a lot of expertise on behalf of the contractor, and of course in conjunction with their workforce, the trained electrical workers, to organize that work and an efficient manager to pull it all together for this size event. And as Mike mentioned, the work begins in October for the electricians, but it really starts in the spring all the way through the summer for the contractor. A lot of design, engineering, and planning to pull this off. And you know, the large video walls, displays, lights, and all the other power that is necessary, you know, is quite dramatic. And once again, as Mike mentioned, it could power a small city. So this year, Connie Corporation is managing that project and is doing a great job.
And you are the managers, the electrical contractors. You find this expertise. And is it important, Tom, that you guys have done this a lot before?
There's nothing like experience in anything. You can go through all the training, you can go through all the education, but the nice part about our apprenticeship program and our system is that as people go through there, they're getting hands-on experience and training, which is invaluable.
We'll talk to Tom and Michael more in our next segment of Powering Michigan's Future. We're keeping the lights on here on News Talk 760 WJR.
This is Powering Michigan's Future on WJR. Filling in for Ken Rogulski, Dick Hafner.
Welcome back to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future. We continue our conversation tonight with Michael Richard, business manager of IBEW Local 58, and Tom Middlebrun, executive vice president for the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeast Michigan. Tom, tell us about the importance of the auto show to our region and your members.
Well, of course, the auto show is very important to southeastern Michigan, and of course to the auto industry in general, which is so huge here in the state of Michigan. As electrical contractors, we perform many services for the auto industry, and so the better that segment is doing, the better we are doing. The economic impact of the auto show is enormous, somewhere in the neighborhood of $500 million. If you think about what that means to the restaurants, hotels, attractions in the city, Cobo Center, it's huge. These are our customers also. So it makes a big difference. And the renovations and enhancements at Cobo Center are really important to keeping the auto show, but they're also very, very important to bringing new attractions in and new conventions to the region. Our contractors work on Cobo, and it's a very vibrant facility. For anybody who hasn't been there for a while, I encourage you to come down and see it. The new video wall on Jefferson was completed by Motor City Electric, and it creates a very exciting entrance to Cobo Hall off of Jefferson.
Well, Cobo is new and fabulous, as we know, and a relative few number of people that are listening to our show have seen the new Cobo Center and certainly have seen the new complete Cobo Center. It's really a showplace, and you guys have been heavily involved in so much of the work there at Cobo. As you learn things on the job, setting up the auto show, doing all the things that you do for the auto show, and all the things you've learned at Cobo, are you able to take some of this experience, things that you've learned, and take it to other jobs?
Yes, definitely. As Michael mentioned, that the show changes every single year. So it's always dynamic. It's always changing. There's always new innovations for both the contractor and the electrical workers doing the installation.
Are there very many surprises when you are at the point of actually starting to set up the auto show, or is the planning so meticulous that that you don't expect surprises and you don't get them?
Well, believe me, the planning is very meticulous, but there are always surprises. And there's never been a project that I've been involved with or witnessed that hasn't had complications or issues popped up. But that's the advantage of having qualified people. You know, they can address it.
And that's the advantage of having so much experience, too. When surprises occur, you probably have been through it before.
Exactly. You know, you have that experience and qualifications, and you're going to adapt and get the job done correctly.
Michael Richard, you guys have worked at Kobo for the auto show many times before. What was it like then as opposed to now working in the new facility, the new Kobo?
Well, I can tell you, the years I spent down there, it was exciting. I spent time down there working. I spent time down there in a management position. It was always exciting, especially when the auto show came around. It was a challenge during the old facility. It was a challenge to meet the power demands. And like I mentioned before, the show that goes on beneath the floor where nobody gets to see, well, way back before these renovations and updates were done to the building, it was a real show and it was hectic. And, you know, there'd be many times where we're dragging transformers from underneath one display and in a hurry getting it over to another display to hook up so they had power for their big reveal and their big press event. So things were a little more crazy and hectic back then. Now that the building has gone through the renovations and the upgrades to the power and the distribution system, that's a little bit calmed down, or really a lot calmed down. So really, their main function down there is just making sure everything's going seamless, keeping a track on the power, make sure the temperatures are in place, and just having basic fire watch duties and make sure everybody stays safe. But back then, it was a little more crazy and a lot more action going on. It was never a dull moment.
Well, Michael, you've just given us an example of why we were hearing for so many years the comments by the experts and comments by our city officials, our convention officials, that, hey, we've got to do something with Kobo. We've got to renovate it. We've got to update it. We have to build basically a new Kobo Center, and you guys did that. And now it's got to be, as you just described, such a not only a relief but a pleasure to come in and work with the very state-of-the-art equipment that your electricians are trained to work with.
Oh, absolutely. It was always, like I said, never a dull moment. You didn't know what you were going to get into when you opened up a floor port to hook up for power, whether there was going to be power there, whether there was going to be an arc that blew up 3 or 4 feet in the air. You didn't know what you were getting under the old one. So the renovations had to be done. And I give a lot of credit to the folks in the city and the authority that made that decision and got that done. Because the last thing this area needed was the idea of losing that auto show. So doing everything they could to keep that auto show here, having the big kickoff show is such a big event to us here. And I applaud everybody for the efforts that it took to get it done. And I can comfortably say that we have a state-of-the-art convention center down there right now, one that's second to none in the nation.
Tom, what you heard Michael just describe, is that why the lighting and the lights that people are going to see at this auto show are unlike anything else that they've ever seen at the auto show?
Well, I would certainly agree with that comment, Dick. And when I was listening to Mike, the one thing I couldn't help but think of is I've been really impressed with how they renovated the Kobo Arena space. I think that's tremendous, and what they're, you know, how they use it for the auto show, but how it's used for so many other functions and so many other facilities. In fact, the IBW celebrated their 100th anniversary there not too long ago. So it's just a tremendous space, and I'm just so glad I'm so proud of what they did there.
Tom, with this year just beginning, how are you seeing the construction market for this year?
Well, early feedback from our contractors indicates that 2016 will be a growth year across most sectors. Of course, in the Detroit proper, we have the arena, the M1 rail, the commercial office developments, retail, residential. But we're also seeing a business increase in the rest of the region. So we remain very optimistic. We'll see nice growth this year. And because of that, we still continue to recruit new electricians for our apprenticeship program to be able to meet the demand for construction needs in our market. So now is a great time to begin a career in the electrical industry. So, of course, you can contact us at www.detroiteitc.org.
So as we hear about all these projects and new ideas and new properties that are opening up or plan to open up in downtown Detroit, basically, but also in the periphery of downtown, eventually that gets down to you guys, doesn't it?
Yes, all these facilities and all the variety of customers are very important to us. And it's very nice to see so much going on in so many different segments of the marketplace, not just the really big projects like the arena and Marathon Oil and other ones, but really the smaller ones, the smaller retail, residential, and, of course, the commercial spaces.
And, Michael, what does IBEW Local 58 see for 2016 around here?
Well, as Tom said, we're certainly looking forward to 2016. We're looking for another year of growth. We had a great year in 2015. We're gonna improve on that, and so we're getting ready for a lot of calls to come in, a lot of requests in for our journeymen. And as Tom said, it's a great opportunity for someone who's looking to start out in the industry, and as well as for someone who's already in the industry, who may be working in for a non-signatory, non-represented, who has the skill sets. Give us a call. Come on down and talk to our organizers. We're certainly looking to bring in people that have the skill sets and are already out there doing it. It's a great time to become a member of the IBEW. So, as Tom said, the information for the training center, call down to the union hall and talk to an organizer if you're in the industry. And it's a great time to be an IBEW member, absolutely.
Exactly who do they call? How do they get information as to how to be in contact with you?
You can call us at 313-963-2130 and ask to speak to an organizer, or you can find us at www.ibwlocal58.org.
And what's the first thing they're going to hear when they ask for information? What are you going to tell them?
Well, I'm going to tell them to come on down, and if you are a licensed journeyman, bring your information and come on down and talk to us, and we'll be more than happy to sit down and talk with you and bring you into the IBEW.
Michael Richard, the business manager of IBEW Local 58. Tom Middlebrun, the executive vice president of the National Electrical Contractors Association. Thank you, Michael and Tom, for being on Powering Michigan's Future.
Thank you, Dick.
Coming up, we'll talk to the guy who runs the auto show here on Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR.
It's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeastern Michigan and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 58. The best contractors, the best electricians, period. Once again, for Ken Rogulski, here's Dick Haefner.
Welcome back to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760. Tonight, we're talking auto show. And now, we welcome Rod Alberts, the executive director of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association and the North American International Auto Show. Rod Alberts, we know you're very busy with the auto show, so we really appreciate you taking time for us tonight here on Powering Michigan's Future.
No, thanks for having me on, Dick. It's we're in the midweek here with the press week, and it's been great. Our two press days, we've had over 5,000 media from 60-plus countries, everybody converging on Detroit, the world stage for all these cars, and it's just been fabulous.
Rod, you've done this quite a number of times as the auto show rolls in about this time every year. The Detroit Auto Dealers Association puts it on. And once you get this going, like you're in the middle of preview week right now, is it a relief somewhat to you that things are underway?
You always kind of hold your breath when you get to the weekend before press days. And, our weather was a little bit challenging on Sunday after coming out of 45, 50-degree weather last week. So, yeah, you're always kind of the build-up is huge. But we did get everybody here. Those first 2 days, you're a little bit on edge because you want to make sure all the press conferences go on time. And, with all the investment, you think about $200 million worth of displays on the show floor and every manufacturer coming in with the best of what they have to bring to Detroit. We just want to make sure that they all do everything we can on our end to make sure they can accomplish their task. But I got to tell you, it's been a huge couple days. I'm really pleased with the way it's turned out.
Well, it sounds as if Rod Alberts, of all people, even you get the butterflies just before it starts.
You know, I've been doing this for 26 years now. This is my 26th show. And you think it wouldn't, you'd, after a period of time, you'd have it in place. You wouldn't get nervous. But it's just like a Super Bowl every year for us. And you can't have any delays, and you're putting everything you can into it to make it work out. A little bit of pressure, too, just from the region, because you're trying to make Detroit shine. So from our standpoint, we take a lot of pride in the whole event and making sure from the Detroit auto dealers that we do the right things to make it good for Detroit.
Well, it's always a good feeling when you get keyed up just before the show is about to hit the road. So that's a good feeling, and there's a lot of good feelings coming out of this brand-new North American International Auto Show in Cobo Center, our old place, but it really is a brand new place, isn't it?
Yeah, you think about this for a minute, that all these changes that we had in the last 4 years, it took, you know, I've been here 25 years, and the first 20, we dealt with a very antiquated and an aging building, putting on the international show for those years. But the last 4 years with the renovation and just being completed this year, they spent $300 million, and they spent it exactly the right way. You know, at one time they were talking about spending $1 billion on Cobo, which really didn't make any sense. But they did what they had to do, and they did this all during the bankruptcy years. So the feat, if you think about it, starting 4 years, what they accomplished with the conventional, the regional authority here in Detroit. And I really believe in that regional aspect of coming together and making decisions to do the right thing. It couldn't have happened without that authority involved. So I'm a big proponent of that kind of management in a city.
Those are very good points. And, you know, Rod, the renovation of Cobo really wouldn't have happened had it not been for the Auto Dealers Association and the North American International Auto Show, because this is our grand showplace event that takes place at Cobo, and we didn't want to jeopardize what was going on down there.
Yeah, you know, if you go back, too, we had a period of time, maybe 5-6 years ago, we were at Mackinac Conference, you know, that mid-year conference we have up there, and we were talking about moving the location for the home of the show. And it was kind of big news at the time, because we thought about going somewhere else in the city at a different location. But truly, it belongs right downtown in the heart of Detroit. And the fact that everybody stepped up and we've made sure the home was ready for all these international companies to come in and be a part of it for the long term. And that's what the renovation was for, to make sure it happened, to keep a home for this show for the long term. And again, it couldn't happen with the DADA, of course, was very much involved. We met with a lot of the leadership. At that time, we met city council members. I guess I can say this now in hindsight, that the city council at that time was quite a challenge to deal with back 5 or 6 years ago, as we all know. And it wasn't pretty when I had two or three of us would go in trying to sell the idea of the things we needed to do to make sure we kept this jewel in Detroit. But if you think about it, too, we've had we're back to that point of having an economic impact of $400 million plus, which is twice a Super Bowl, and we have it every year here. And that's not me saying it. That's David Sowerby saying that with Loomis Sales, and doing it from his calculations on what this does bring to the community.
Well, the council is very happy to see what has happened down there, and we're really happy to see this brand-new auto show hit the floor. Tell us, Rod Alberts, a little bit about what people are going to see when the doors open to the public, the real public show.
Well, the beauty of the show now is that that we have just about every brand, 35-plus brands on the show floor, and every one of those brands brought their best product. The displays on top of that, just surrounding those products, are probably better than they have ever been, as we mentioned, with the $200 million spent. But the other is that they're all new displays. About 70 to 80% of these displays are brand new this year, and a new floor plan that we did moving things around. So when you come in, it's going to walk into the room and go, wow, or the Cobo, and you're going to look at it and think, where am I today? Because it's not the show that we had last year at all. So putting all that combined, when you come down this year and if you've been 10 years in a row, you're going to find when you walk in that room, it's going to feel like a whole fresh new face to the North American International Auto Show. So add that to things such as a Rob Report. Dan Gilbert, as you know, is the one of the owners of the Rob Report. So we had them come in this year, and we got 12 ultra-luxury cars in the Rob Report area that has they're all probably worth $250,000 and up, which is all the cars we dream about. Maybe someday we can buy. But other than that, we have other things on the show floor that's for everybody in the family in regard to what you want, depending on your liking. So it's about lifestyle and family and just about anything you could dream about when it comes to sheet metal and cars. Well, and technology.
None of us can afford those 12 cars you just mentioned, but we all like to look at them, and that'll be a lot of fun and a real highlight when the people come down to the auto show starting Saturday. Rod, does the new Kobo accommodate these new kinds of displays that we've heard about this year at this show?
Yeah, you know, interesting, one of the things you never see when you see a renovation done like they had here at Kobo is the infrastructure and making it easier for conventions to move in. When you take something like we have here, which is one of a kind in the U.S., we have a three-month move-in for our show. We start back in October, and here it is for only a two-week show, but we build for 3 months. You need a lot of dock doors at the back of the building. And again, most people don't care about that, but we do because we have to have all that to make sure we get everything in on time and then have all the labor to be able to build these displays. So we're very fortunate in that regard. But Kobo, again, spent in the city of Detroit and the region, did exactly the right thing in making sure that the building and the structure it was built for the North American Auto Show and make sure we had a home for it, but also for other conventions to come to the city and have a home too. So I give a lot of credit. It's not just about us. They did the right thing to draw attraction for other conventions in Detroit, and that's a big deal, I think.
Rod, describe your experience, if you would, working with the electrical contractors and the electricians at our new Kobo venue.
Well, the one thing I can tell you about the labor in this building, and many have been working in the show as long as I've been here for the last 25 years, they continually have gotten better over the years, and they've learned how to work with these. You know, you take a lot of the German manufacturers and others will bring their own labor over and management to make sure we can build these displays because they've been designed and built and then shipped over here from overseas. But having electricians and all that have the expertise to build what they have to build and do it sometimes in a little bit of different translation of understanding and language than you have in Germany or in somewhere in Asia or some other countries, that takes quite a challenge and a lot of effort. So I can't say enough about the labor and the people, whether it be carpenters, riggers, electricians, across the board, iron workers, everybody pitches in, and I think they all had a good Christmas because they were down here all during that time making sure we had the show ready for all the public to come in.
We have a bigger and better Kobo, Rod. Are you expecting a bigger turnout this year than previous auto shows?
Well, we run around 800,000 people each year, and given all the displays we have in the building, that's a pretty solid number and a full venue with all the people that attend. We could probably, I get this year we'll probably hit around 800,000 to 810,000, maybe 820. Weather is always something that you can't control and can have a little effect, but as long as we have a good last 3 or 4 days of that 9-day run, a lot of people that could have missed it with weather on the front end come on the back end. So if I were to say right now that we could probably hit 810,000 people pretty easily, which would be right in there with what we can handle.
I think you'll have a curiosity factor, too. This is the excuse for us to all see the brand-new Kobo. Rod, where will people go for information on getting tickets?
Well, the first thing I would do is just go to our website for the auto show, because we have everything you can imagine on there, and it's a brand-new website to boot, too, so I want to show it off, right? But it's www.naias.com, and just look up the acronym for the show. In that regard, it'll take you right to anything you want to know with pricing of tickets, how to park, and just actually what's been unveiled on the show floor with a lot of photos. So you can really map out your game plan to find your way around this new floor plan that we have here. You know, the other thing we have this year, too, there's an app that we have with IBM, and you can find it on the app search. But we have beacons on the show floor, so if you go to this app, it'll tell you where you are when you're on the show floor and make sure you find your way around to each of the locations. So we're making sure that we have all the technology to make everything easy for all the showgoers. And again, it's going to be just for anybody that comes in, any family that wants to come in. It's, you know, remember when you were a kid, when it was great to go to the auto show with your mom and dad?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're all about building those kind of experiences, once again, and making those memories for everyone. So there's just something for everyone here, and that's the main thing with our show.
Rod Alberts, Executive Director of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association and the North American International Auto Show. Rod, thank you so much for being with us here on Powering Michigan's Future.
Thank you again, Dick. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And stay with us for our Powering Michigan's Future. Our next segment, we're going to stick right at Kobo and continue our tour. News Talk 760 WJR.
This is Powering Michigan's Future on WJR.
Welcome back to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Tonight we've been talking auto show, the 2016 North American International Auto Show, and all that it takes to bring this all together at Cobo Center. And we welcome now Claude Molinari, the Assistant General Manager at Cobo Center and the Regional Director of Operations for SMG Mideast. Claude, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me, Dick.
What a busy time for you. You're right in the middle of the Industry Week events leading up to the public North American International Auto Show. And how are things going?
Fantastic. The team is performing near flawlessly, and we're staying on top of the many needs of our auto show clients. Our partners in the skilled trades, led by the IBEW steward Byron Osborne, are working around the clock to keep the facility operating at peak efficiency.
Claude, how long have you guys been preparing specifically for the auto show?
I would say the day after the auto show ended last year, we started for this year's show. But really, we've been very aggressive since June, and then they started moving in October.
And so you've been busy all this time. And I would imagine that just before the show opens, you're going to have some nervous Nellies wondering if the public is going to see this and see that, and if everything is going to go exactly right the way you've planned.
Yeah, that's very true. We're really trying to stay on top of all the new things that are going on in Cobo. And again, it starts when the guests arrive at the remodeled entrance at Washington and Jefferson, where the drop-off is covered by a glass canopy to protect the attendees from inclement weather. And the upgrades to the concourse and all the exterior glass showcase a cutting-edge, new-age entertainment venue. So we're really really excited for this year's public show to begin.
And today, Industry Week Wednesday, you've now been able to see a little bit about the reaction of the press, the international media that's come in, and a lot of other visitors that have come in probably for the first time to see Cobo. How are you observing their responses?
So far has been some great press. We're getting social media as well as even our face-to-face interactions. People are so excited about not just Cobo Center, but the city of Detroit, really having a lot of positive feedback, which is, very heartening to hear, because these people go and they go back to their other states or their other countries and they say what a great time they had in Detroit, and it leads to more future business here.
Well, Claude Molinari, Assistant General Manager at Cobo Center, for some of them, this is the first time they might have seen Cobo or downtown Detroit, and so it's a real important thing to give them that great important first impression.
No doubt. And this year, folks are going to see the Cork and Grind, which is our coffee and wine bar, and that's been a big hit. Breakfast in the morning and cocktails in the afternoon. And we also have Andiamo's partnering with our all-star team at Center Plate to provide outstanding food for guests that attend the public days of the show. And of course, the new video walls at the exterior of the facility literally cannot be missed.
You know, all of these friendly, these visitor-friendly additions that you've made at Cobo, that's the kind of thing that gets people talking over and above the wonderful cars and the new vehicles that they will see. They go back home and tell their friends and neighbors and families about all of these brand new and most modern things that make the auto show experience A-plus for them.
No doubt. And, we've got these new video walls that light up the entire downtown around Cobo. The Detroit Regional Convention Facility Authority brilliantly added this feature to the building and is paying off both in excitement, which you're talking about, but also financially, as the video wall in the north corner of the venue has been sold out with outside advertising for December, January, and now into February.
There's nothing like bright lights to make people get their attention to the things that you want them to look at. And the old Cobo wouldn't have accommodated this, would it?
No way. It was totally different circumstance. But, bookings at Cobo are up fourfold in the last 4 years. We've had several days where all of the exhibit halls were being utilized, and it was three or even four different shows at once, some moving in, some in the middle, and some moving out. And we're putting a lot of people to work in the skilled trades, food service, and general labor. It's been just a great year and really a great 4 years of every year getting better. We're seeing a very bright future for Cobo.
Talk about bright, that video wall is going to surprise a lot of people, won't it?
Yeah, it's funny. We turned it on when we first put it on in the summer. We had it at 20% intensity during the day, and Tom Connors and I, he's our general manager, we were saying, oh, we got to increase the intensity, and so we brought it up to 80%, and that was, oh, that's perfect for the daylight. But then, of course, at like 10 o'clock at night, our hotel partners from around the city were saying, you're blinding our guests. It's even through the shades, it's coming in like laser beams. So now we have an 80% intensity during the day and 20% at night, so that, you know, we're not blinding the whole downtown area.
Claude, is the new Cobo bigger? Is it a bigger place?
You know, it's about 60,000 square feet bigger when you add in what we did in the arena, the old arena, turning that into a ballroom and meeting rooms, and then added a, there used to be like a notch taken out of the west corner of the building, and we filled that in. I'll tell you, it's not that it's so much bigger, but it is so much more efficient, so much better use for our clients. It's really a night and day difference to the building. And again, we have incredibly upgraded and heavy technology meeting rooms and ballrooms and theater areas, that it's just it's a whole different experience, and it's really made Cobo Center an incredibly greatly more competitive facility, you know, when we compete for events with other cities around the nation.
Much better, pleasant, and fun use of the space that we have. Claude, how are the convention and the event business bookings going for Cobo in the future?
Well, again, we hosted the American Society of Association Executives in the summer, and that was an outstanding event, and we're looking towards a bright future. We've got an incredible amount of leads for 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, and again, we've got some huge city-wise that have already booked. We've got we're going to have some really great announcements moving forward of all the future bookings.
What's the next big initiative for Cobo this year? What's the next big show coming in?
Well, we've got right after the auto show, we have the boat show, and then the Shell Eco Marathon is coming up in the spring. And that is a wonderful event where we'll have high school and college students coming around, and they'll actually set up a road track in downtown Detroit, where they're super fuel-efficient vehicles will drive around the areas, and we're going to use the video board to sort of set it up so there'll be a grandstand in front, and people will be able to watch them going around the track on the video board. And again, this is a free event to the public. So, it's going to be it's an outstanding thing to bring your family to and your children. It's a great learning experience, and it's going to take place this year. Last year was over spring break. This year it's going to be during the school session. So we're going to have a lot of field trips, bring a lot of Detroit and Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne County kids to the area. It's really going to be a great event.
Sounds like wonderful fun. Claude Molinari, the Assistant General Manager for Cobo Center and the Regional Director of Operations for SMG Mideast. Claude, thank you for joining us here on Powering Michigan's Future tonight.
Thank you so much, Dick. It's been a great pleasure.
And in addition to Claude, we've had Tom Middlebrun, the Executive Vice President of the National Electrical Contractors Association, Michael Richard, Business Manager of IBEW Local 58, and we also want to thank Rod Alberts at the Detroit Auto Dealers Association. Most importantly, we want to thank you for listening to Powering Michigan's Future here on News Talk 760 WJR.